Okay, let's go ahead and get started. So what's different about today? It's Thursday, okay. So thank you for finding your way to class today. What I ended up doing in Senior Design 2 was to go through the expectations for the presentation, so I thought I would do the same thing today here, because I'm thinking you probably like them. You have some questions about the what expectation for the final presentations? Is that?
Yes.
Okay, so let's first review the rest of the course. So we're sitting here. Next week, the design reviews. So you've looked at this schedule by now, right? I'm seeing some people like they saw it. This is the first time they've seen this. Where are the Senior Design 1 presentations? I arranged them so that they don't overlap, so you can attend all of them. One of the things that I really would like you to do as emissaries of Senior Design is to encourage your classmates, particularly the underclassmen, to attend. We get very poor turnout at the Senior Design Day, even though we're canceling classes. But as you all know now, think of how much further you would have been if you had sat through a couple years of these presentations. So it's really important that we get the underclassmen to attend these presentations. So hit the streets and advertise. Prior to 12 o'clock, you will set your posters up in SEAL, the library. We will have tripods that will be numbered with your team numbers on them. And you will leave your poster there all the way through the last presentation. You will have at least one person at your poster all throughout that time, except when you're actually presenting. So just rotate different people. You know, everybody doesn't have to be there for the whole 5 hours, which is, again, something we're trying to teach you in Senior Design, is not to do everything as a group, but to assign individual tasks. So rotate personnel so that the rest of you can attend some of the presentations. We're going to, again, expect you to attend at least four presentations. I'll send some email about that over the weekend. So any questions on this? I want your advisors at these presentations. You want your advisors at these presentations. How are you going to make sure your advisors are at these presentations?
Drag them there.
Absolutely. Thank you. Drag them there. Many of you are, what?
Are we allowed to physically drag them?
You are allowed to physically drag them there. Tell them Dr. Piccone gave them you approval.
Okay.
Faculty are not any more responsible than students in a lot of cases. So I'm sure many of you have told your faculty member when your presentation is, and you're thinking, oh, they're adults. They will show up, right? And about 75% of them will completely forget about it. So the easiest way to make sure they're there is to send one of your team members to retrieve your faculty member 15, 20, 30 minutes before the presentation. They will actually appreciate it, though they may grumble a little bit. But they need to be there. This is an important event for you. You put a lot of work into this. Their name is associated with this. They need to be there. Okay, any other questions on this? How long are your presentations? 15 minutes, 5 minutes Q&A. Be ready to go. Another thing I've noticed lately is students are kind of walking into if your presentation is at 12:40, I see students, teams walking into the room at 12:40. If your presentation is at 12:40, when should you be in that room?
12:50.
We have had, one of my favorite scenes is when three people from the team are standing there at the beginning of their presentation, looking at each other, with the asking the question, where is our presenter? We have had presenters miss. We have had people suddenly stop answering their cell phones and emails and text messages and all that stuff. So how do you prevent that? Well, you make sure you show up early. You don't want to just walk into the room at 12:40 and give your presentation. Why? This is another one of these little life lessons in this course. Why do you want to be there for a couple presentations prior to your presentation?
You want to know what questions are going to be asked.
You want to know what kind of mood I'm in, right? If I'm your course coordinator. You want to see what the course coordinator is picking on. Because if you attend enough of these, you'll realize we all have our favorite questions. And that gives you more time to mentally prepare for that. When you do presentations in industry on these kinds of schedules, you may very well be in the room the whole day, even if your presentation is only for 5 minutes in the afternoon. So don't walk in at the last minute. We want to start your presentation exactly at this time. I do try to run my sessions on the clock. So that means you need to be ready to go at that time, which means you already need to have your presentation queued up. So as the previous team is finishing, you want to start kind of coming up to the stage to be ready to load your presentation. Okay, any other questions on the presentation day? Nobody's smiling. During the break time? No, the break will be, there's actually going to be some refreshments, I understand, for the break. So the break's meant to be a little bit social. So, you know, I hope people won't disappear during the break because there'll be faculty there and there'll be discussions. One of the reasons for the break is so the course coordinators can actually go and see the posters during the, when there's a lot of people around, so. I always forget about wireless pointers. Do you want wireless pointers?
I think they're usually built into the remotes.
In 126, they have.
The screen's so big.
There's a wireless pointer. But I think with all. I was thinking with these rooms, the speaker's probably going to talk from behind the podium.
Yeah, so if I'm trying to point to something on the screen, it's a huge screen. So it's kind of hard to do without the pointer.
Okay. That's a good point. I'll make sure we have pointers and that for that. I mean, you actually have the mouse on from the keyboard, which I personally prefer because I'm colorblind and I can't ever see these little dots jumping around the screen. But we'll make sure we have pointers for you. Yes? Yes. Live from the website. Don't come in with a thumb drive. We had one, I think, last time, and they were told no. If you're running videos from your presentations, make sure those videos run from the web. So you just have to be a little bit careful about that. Okay, so that's a little bit of the logistics for next week. What happens after next week? You wish. What happens after next week in Senior Design 2? Yeah, so next semester, after the final presentation, the following week, you're going to have your final hardware review. So the Senior Design 2 students, you're going to see them up in the lab quite a bit over the next week. So after the design reviews, on the 19th, we're having a joint guest lecture with the Senior Design 2. That will be at the SAC, where I meet with Senior Design 2. And we're going to have a colleague of mine come in and talk about satellites. She is involved in developing communication systems for satellites and actually for the military, and she does a lot of design and testing for the military, and she's going to talk a little bit about how when you want to field a piece of hardware in space, what's involved in that. It's really interesting because you're going to learn a lot about how much testing and all that you have to go through to get to that point where you can actually put something up in space. And then the last lecture of the semester will be on the Thursday, the 28th, in this room. And again, I think that's a Thursday, right? I believe. And we'll wrap up, and I'll just talk a little bit about what's going to happen next semester. And all the good work you're going to do over the summer. In terms of assignments, I know we're behind a little bit on the grading. Apologize for that, but a lot of that was kind of out of our control. You'll have your design reviews on the 12th. You'll have your product specification, your cost estimates, and a schedule checkpoint on the 19th. And then on the 26th, your design document and your website will be wrapped up. So we'll talk a little bit more about that after on the 19th, but generally, you know, the rule of thumb for the website is everything related to your project should be on the website, not just the final documents, but all the intermediate data, software, simulations, all that kind of stuff. The more the merrier, so that your website is a really comprehensive snapshot of your project. The presentations will be recorded, video recorded. We use a webcam, and we will let you post those videos on your website. So wear your best clothes or be camera ready, as they say. Any questions on the logistics? No questions on the logistics. Okay. So you have these final presentations to give. What's the best way? I'm going to do a test on how much you were listening. What's the best way to prepare for your final presentation? That's the best way to recover from your final presentation. I gave you two hints in this first 15 minutes. No. We're talking about making up the presentation. Well, obviously make it yourself, but... You have two enormously valuable resources to help you understand what you need to accomplish next week. No. They're valuable, but not enormously valuable. How many of you have actually been to a Senior Design Day presentation? Really? When? Last semester? Really? How many have been to three semesters worth of presentations? Wow. I'm impressed. How many have been to two semesters of presentations? Nice. So what did you observe? How many have been to a presentation I was at? So what did you observe? Did anyone die? Was anyone executed? Close. Which one did you?
I'm talking about our team member.
Your team member. Oh, that doesn't count. When I meant, you know, starting from last semester. How many of you have been to 3 presentations from last semester backwards? Good. And then two presentations, like last year? Okay. If you've not been to a presentation, so that's one way you prepare. But I realize a lot of students, unfortunately, don't go to these, though you need to. So what did you observe at these presentations? True. Was the Q&A tough? Why? How well they knew their project.
They didn't know very well.
Exactly, right? Generally, they go like this, right? If the students know their stuff and are well prepared, usually they have really good answers and they kind of keep us at bay. But if there's obvious weaknesses, for whatever reason, the Q&As just magnify those. So some of you have seen that, but now here you are preparing your presentation. You have 2 very important resources at your disposal. What are they? If you really want to understand what goes on at these final presentations. Thank you. The videos from last year. Pick a project that's close to what you're doing and go watch the video. Go watch a few videos. The videos are available from every project. Second thing, related to other things you can find on the website. Go through other people's presentations. There's a pretty large inventory of presentations dating back all the way to my days at my former school. So, I mean, there's hundreds of presentations out there now. Some groups can actually look at projects very close to what they're doing. Now, what's the only problem with that? No. It's sort of related to that. This is a general issue in the internet. So you're looking at this presentation. What's the first question that comes to mind? What? Was it considered a good presentation or a bad presentation? If you base it off a bad presentation, that's not so good. So how are you going to determine that? Thank you. You just send me an email and say, hey, we're looking at this presentation. Tell me if you thought, you know, what grade you gave this or what you thought if this was a good one or not. I will be happy to tell you. Cheating is preferred in this class. This isn't cheating. This is, you do this in the real world. You try to find your competitor's information and you try to understand what the competition is like. Because what I don't want to hear is, well, we modeled this after, you know, this presentation. Here's the URL, and I tell you, well, that was one of the teams that nearly flunked that semester. But actually, you'll be able to look at the presentations and probably figure out what the grade was pretty easily, because it's pretty easy to tell the good ones from the bad ones. Most of the presentations actually look pretty good. One of the reasons you should ask me is because most of the projects, if you just look at the slides, you say, gosh, that looks like it was a pretty good presentation. Must have been a pretty good project. Of course, if you know the project in more detail, like I usually do by the end of the semester, you see all the holes and you see how they're glossing over some of the important concepts and things. So what I wanted to do today was to go through some presentations from last semester, some of the first semester presentations, so we can talk a little bit about what works and what doesn't work. So we had 36 or 35 projects from last semester, and what we'll do now is we'll bring up their first semester presentation. So I thought I would just let you guys tell me which one you want to start with. Which ones do I think were good? Well, I'm biased. This team did a very good presentation. This team did a pretty good presentation. This team did a pretty good presentation. This team did a pretty good presentation. Yeah, the mechanical, I haven't sat through all these presentations, but this was a pretty good presentation. This was a pretty good presentation. This was a pretty good presentation. So, we'll look at about three presentations today. So some of you sat through. A better way to ask this is who sat through last semester's presentation, Senior Design 1 presentations. So what were ones of the ones you liked, if you can remember back? You can't remember back that far. The SAE one? This one? All right, let's take a look at that. See, this. So here's an example, just now that I noticed this. What's wrong with this file name? Yeah, I mean, it says draft, so basically when I was looking for it, I overlooked it, because I wouldn't think something called draft would be the final presentation. I don't know why, you know, as you've noticed with a lot of my files, I just use an underscore V and some version number. You can also use date, but I don't know why students don't just keep it simple and just have, like, you know, the presentation underscore and some version number on the presentation. But I'm assuming this, since it's dated December 7th, this was probably their final presentation. So let me first, what I like to do is just, I'll page through the slides pretty quickly, just so you get an idea of what's in this presentation, and then we'll go back and talk about the specifics. Okay. Thumbs up or thumbs down? How many people say thumbs up? How many people say thumbs down? A lot of people didn't vote. Let's try that again. Everyone must vote. Pay attention, please. Pay attention, everyone, please. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
What are we voting on again?
The presentation. It's very easy. Students like to overly complicate these things. And I like, you'll learn, it's very easy to make these kinds of judgments once you, especially as you get experienced in this. If you sat through this presentation, not hearing the explanations, but just looking at the slides, do you think this is an adequate caricature of what we expect you to accomplish in Senior Design 1? So I heard a no, and I see a yes. So who wants to advocate for the yeses?
I would say yes, because they address the issue of their motivation. They address their design constraints, technical and non-technical. They address the issue of approach, how they're going to, they plan to accomplish what they're going to, how they're going to test it. They're doing this in the first place, where they're going to market it after they get done with it. And then they outline what they're going to do with Team Design 2, and they outline their project schedule for, I guess, that was currently what they're doing.
Okay, so they get a thumbs up because they followed the outline that I suggest for the presentation. So if you just follow the outline for the presentation, you'll get a thumbs up. Okay. Good. Some good points there. Who wants to advocate for the no side? Actually, I did not attend this presentation, but I know the team a little bit, and I would say this was probably in the middle of the pack. I think what you're reacting to is the slides are very professionally done, very solid slides. As I just paged through this, you form the good, warm, and fuzzies. It looks like they did their homework. It looks like they were prepared. The team has been very diligent in that regard. So the question is, what happens when we dig a little deeper? So to answer that question, you have to study the slides a little bit more, but also think about it this way. What is the difference between this presentation being given in the middle of the first semester and at the end of the first semester? How much of this could have been given at the middle of the first semester? A large, large percentage of it. Is that good or bad? That's bad. Why? What's missing from this presentation? The approach. And what specifically is missing about the approach? So let's go back to the mantra that I've started from seminar class. What is this course all about? What's the phrase? Evidence of design. Where is the evidence of design in this presentation? So I think that's probably the main challenge here, is they didn't quite tell us exactly how this system was designed, and we'll get into that a little bit. So you've got 15 minutes. We've talked about nominally 15 content slides plus title and summary and sub. So the title slide, is the title slide okay? I think the title slide is okay. The template I give you has a little bit more information about advisors and affiliations and such, an outline. I'll leave that to you. This is not a bad bad title slide. It'd be nice to see the team. Well, I guess the team name is along the top. A problem statement slide. So the abstract, of course, you should really include the abstract as the second slide, but you don't talk about it. So this really is you just skip over this slide. So what's missing from the front part of the presentation? Yeah, I mean, this is a case where if they did a good explanation of this picture, they were probably okay. It's hard to say from this picture what was actually presented. And one of the things that that I stress in this class, which is a little bit at odds with some of your other faculty, when you make up PowerPoint presentations, you have to remember that a number of people are going to view those presentations without ever hearing your talk. You will have managers who will judge you based on the reading your PowerPoint slides. So it's always good to have a little bit of text in there that explains the major points so that somebody who's not present at the presentation can actually understand what you're talking about. So a slide like this we don't really know exactly what was said on a slide like this. Similarly, when you actually give the presentation, if you're nervous and this is your slide, there's a good chance you're going to forget some of the talking points. So those of you who are going to be nervous giving these presentations, it's okay to have some index cards or a set of notes or to have outline or something, but you know, the problem is if you get nervous on a slide like this, you're going to forget what you were supposed to talk about. So just be a little bit careful about that. And another point here is this is a nice picture, but it's certainly consuming a large chunk of the screen for not a whole lot of information content. But the overall cosmetics of this presentation are very good. I mean, the team clearly knows how to do good PowerPoint slides. Team overview, what's the critical thing on the team overview?
What each team member does.
Specific technical tasks for each team member. I don't want to see documentation assigned to any one individual. I don't want to see web developer. Stick to the technical task. It's assumed everybody writes. It's assumed everybody contributes to the website. Some of the teams use pictures. That's, you know, at your discretion. What's the key thing on the motivation slide? It was a little bit hard for this project, but what are one of the things I've asked you to talk about in your motivation?
How this is going to benefit the world?
What societal problems, what grand challenges your project addresses? So those of you who can really talk to that should say something about that. What's the main thing kind of missing from this motivation slide? Again, we don't really know how they explain these slides, but just reading the text, what do you want to do in this motivation slide?
Show that you actually care about this project.
Right. You want to demonstrate some passion. So I think earlier in the semester I talked about, you know, if you don't have a good story, make up a good story. But you know, this is your slide where you're going to try to create an emotional connection with the audience. That's what's going to get them interested in your presentation. If you stand up here and say, "No, my advisor put a gun to my head and said we had to work on this project," people will tune you out. So there's a lot of good points here, but hopefully when they explain these, they kind of made them come alive a little bit. You don't need to dwell on motivation for this second talk, but you need to talk a little bit about motivation to capture the attention of the audience. The next slide is the project overview, or the infamous block diagram. There's two major points for doing the block diagram. One is, it tells me, for the projects doing products or things like products, it tells me how your system works. But it also tells me how you decompose the project into pieces, and those are the pieces you're going to be talking about. So when I look at the block diagram and I see things like final testing, design a pitch, I expect to see more slides on these topics. So you might say during your presentation of this that we'll talk more about this and this later in the presentation. So this is sort of an outline of your talk as well as a overview of the system. And that's what they're doing, sort of. So this slide probably could have been dropped. Now, the next two slides deal with the design constraints. What is the main thing you want to accomplish with the slides on the design constraints? Deadly silence. You want to be, say that again? I think that's pretty close.
You want to communicate what's controlling your design? What factors are controlling your design?
What the significant constraints are, right? The ones that really define the project. So do not put up your 10 design constraints and read through them. What you want to say are, there's two or three major constraints that really drive this project. And you want to talk about those in a little more depth. So I do not want to see reading of these design constraints. A lot of teams fall back on that because they're a little bit nervous, but we don't need to have you enumerate your design constraints. The point of this presentation is to drill into two or three issues really deeply. So now you get to the approach. This is the meat of this presentation, of this second presentation. We want to actually see your evidence of design. So you're going to have one or two or three major points, and you're going to go into those points in some depth. So their first point is the damper control. Their second point is accelerometers and control units. And then they jump to testing. So, what's wrong with this? Is that adequate design content? No. There's no significant design content in this presentation. All right, so I see puzzled looks on faces.
What would you consider significant?
Thank you. So some of you are thinking, what's he saying, right? This looks like design content to me, right? And that's why we're having this class today, to make sure we understand what that means. So let's go to another presentation. So this is more of a product-oriented presentation. But this presentation had a little bit more design content in it. So I'll just sort of flip through some of these slides. Since it's an electrical engineering presentation, we won't dwell on the content. But in the approach section, I expect to see things like this, performance curves, and showing me where on those performance curves you're actually doing your design. So this is an example. A large part of this project is how to electrically power these tubes so that you get good amplification, and a large part of this presentation deals with setting the operating point for those tubes. So this presentation has a lot of good design content in it. Let's look at one more non-electrical engineering presentation. So this is a project dealing with geothermal heating and cooling of a house. So what's the, you know, what are the difference between this presentation and the SAE presentation? Pretty striking in terms of difference in the approach section. In what sense? There's more data, there's more graphs, there's more pictures of actual site they're working. What technology was depicted in that SAE presentation? What are the technical things they're trying to do in that presentation? You don't really know. Somehow the presentation is about suspension. But did they even show you a picture of like a shock absorber or something that they're really working on? No, and I think the reason for that was at the point they gave that presentation, they weren't really sure yet what they were doing. This group actually had been out to the field site. That's where some of those pictures came from. And they had a pretty good design in place for the cooling pond and a few other things like that. So we have the approach section of the presentation. We want to hear a little bit about testing, how you're going to test your major design constraints. We want to hear something about the cost, and we've talked about this. This project dealt with return on investment, so that was a large component of the cost section. You can use your Microsoft project documents to generate the schedule. Major technical challenges and risks. So, who Who heard about the concrete canoe incident this weekend?
Which version of the story did you hear?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure this out. Who was the culprit in dropping it? But I get a frantic call this weekend from the concrete canoe team because they're having trouble. They sanded their boat in the middle of the lobby and created a mess. And facilities was furious because we had an open house that weekend. And we had this whole discussion about, well, we don't have a place to work and this and that. And what did I tell them? What are you supposed to cover in this slide? And what might be a challenge for the concrete canoe project?
What you do if you don't have a place to work.
Do we have a place to work? Right? So I pulled up, because, you know, I love doing this. I pulled up their technical risk slide, showed it to the dean, because, of course, I'm getting yelled at. Not really, but, you know, I like to drive home my points here. And said, they never listed this as a risk for the project. I'm not responsible for this. So, and this happens every semester, a week before final presentations, some group is in crisis because we don't have some piece of equipment or some facility that they're absolutely dependent on. So what is the point of this slide? And what your and talk about what your contingency plans are. If you need special facilities, let's get all that out in front so we can get ahead of the curve. The geothermal team, whose presentation you saw, guess when their heat exchanger arrived?
Yesterday.
Friday. What is today? Thursday? Their heat exchanger, I think, arrived, yeah, something like Monday or Tuesday. It was supposed to be here last Friday. They were scared because, I mean, it's already late, but they were really worried that it wasn't going to even arrive until after the final presentation. They can't do any of their testing until they have that heat exchanger. That's a big issue. In their final presentation, they said that thing was going to arrive in December because they thought when they placed the order, it was going to get here immediately. Well, it turned out when they placed the order, the manufacturer told them it was going to take 3 months to get it. So please, this is an important slide because if you're going to, this is how we try to understand if you have special needs that we need to be working on. I want to make sure this semester, all of you who need lab space have adequate lab space. We have Anderson 104. We have the senior design labs within the departments. We have other space in the building that can be used. But we got to stake that space out now and get all that kind of organized before you go away for the summer. So what are the major things? Remember, one of the things I told you to, early in the semester was, you know you're prepared for your presentation when you can close your eyes and kind of flip through your slides. So what are the major sections of the presentation you're going to give tomorrow, next week? Title slide. Abstract, which you don't show. Team slide. What? Okay, before project overview. What? No, before those. Motivation. Design constraints. Problem statement. Motivation slash problem statement, design constraints. No, actually, team overview. Team overview can go after, some students will do that after the abstract, and they won't talk about the abstract, so they'll go from title slide to team, or you can do title slide to motivation to team. That's sort of up to you. But team, design constraints, then what? Approach. Then what? Testing. Cost. Schedule. Risks and challenges. Summary. Last slide. References, which you do not talk about. You lose points if you say these are my references. Summary slide. What's the point of the summary slide? It's very important in the summary slide that you give me a very concrete idea of what I'm going to see at the end of second semester. You would not believe how many of these presentations ended, and when we sat as course coordinators and talked about them, all three or four course coordinators said, I still don't quite understand what they're trying to do. If you're going to build something, describe it. But make sure that you're very clear about what the outcome of second semester is going to be. Don't be bashful about that. Don't be afraid to commit to something. It's better to commit to something and be somewhat wrong than to not to commit to something at all. Okay? Any other questions? How many of you have you shown your presentation to your advisor? Tomorrow? How many of you have a meeting with your advisor before Tuesday? Oh, nice, nice. Okay, well, there's hope. Okay, I will see you all on Tuesday. Good luck. Have fun. It's going to be a good day. It's always a good day for the college.